Jumalon Herr, I want you to say kogu aeg.
Ma tahaksin, et ütleksite kogu aeg.
Okay. Jumalon Herr,
kogu aeg.
Kogu aeg.
Jumalon Herr.
Aitäh. I thank God for giving me this opportunity to speak to you today.
Tänan Jumalat, et on annud mulle selle võimaluse täna hommikul teile rääkida.
And I pray that he may guide me through the sermon.
Ja ma palun, et ta juhiks mind läbi selle kõne.
I just completed my studies last week.
Ma lõpetasin eelmisel nädalal oma õpingud.
And God gave me an opportunity to speak to you today.
Jumal andis mulle võimaluse täna hommikul kõneleda.
Truly is a faithful God.
Ta on ustav Jumal.
Today I would like to invite you to a feast.
Täna ma tahan kutsuda teid pidusöögile.
And my sermon will be titled A Call to the Feast.
Ja minu jutluse pealkirjaks on kutse pidusöögile.
I'll be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 1 to 14.
Me avame Mattuse evangeeliumi ja loeme salmid 1-14.
If you're with me, we can read.
Lugege koos minuga.
Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servant to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, ill-treated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city."
Okay. Ja Jeesus hakkas taas neile mõistu kõnelema. Taevariik on kuninga sarnane, kes tegi oma pojale pulmad. Ja ta läkitas oma sulased kutsutuid pulma peale paluma, aga need ei tahtnud tulla. Taas ta läkitas teisi sulaseid. Öelge kutsutuile, vaata, mu söömaaeg on valmis, mu härjad ja nuumveised on tapetud ja kõik on valmis, tulge pulma. Aga kutsutud ei hoolinud sellest ja läksid ära, kes oma põllule, kes oma kaubale. Mõned aga võtsid sulased kinni, teotasid neid ja tapsid nad ära.
The marriage represents the union of humanity with divinity.
See, need pulmad, need sümboliseerivad ühendust Jumala ja inimese vahel.
And the call to the feast is a king's invitation.
Ja kutse pidusöögile on kuninga kutse.
It proceeds from one who is vested with authority.
See tuleb kelleltki, kellel on meelevald.
It confers high honor.
Ja see on seotud suure auga.
The call to the feast was given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kutse pidusöögile anti meie Issand Jeesuse Kristuse poolt.
First he sent the 12 disciples.
Kõigepealt saatis ta oma 12 jüngrit.
And later he sent the 70.
Seejärel saatis ta välja 70 jüngrit.
Proclaiming that the kingdom of God,
ja ta kuulutas, et Jumala riik,
was at hand,
on käeulatuses,
and calling upon men to repent and believe the gospel.
Ja ta kutsus inimesi üles meeleparandusele ja evangeeliumi vastu võtma.
But they didn't heed the call.
Aga nad ei kuulanud seda kutset.
So those who are bidden to the feast did not come.
Nii et need, kes olid pulma peale kutsutud, need ei tulnud.
The servants were sent out later.
Seda sellest loetakse hiljem.
If you're with me, you can look at verse 4.
Kui me vaatame seda neljandat salmi.
They say that my oxen and fattened cattle have been slaughtered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.
Siin öeldakse, et mu härjade nuumveised on tapetud ja kõik on valmis, tulge pulma.
But the king's invitation was regarded with indifference.
Kuid kuninga kutset käsitleti ükskõiksusega.
And they invited, scorned, slaughtered and murdered the servants.
Ja need, kes olid kutsutud, need pilkasid ja lausa tapsid tema sulased.
Likewise, the same message was given to the Jews after the crucifixion of Christ.
Samamoodi see sama sõnum anti juutidele peale Jeesuse ristilöömist.
But they turned upon the bearers of the message.
Aga see tuli nendele sõnumi kandjatele tagasi.
If you open the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 1.
Kui me avame Apostlite tegude raamatu 8. peatükki ja loeme salmi 1.
It says, on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem.
Seal öeldakse, et sel päeval tõusis suur tagakiusamine Jerusalema koguduse vastu.
And all except the apostles were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria.
Ja kõik peale apostlite hajutati mööda Juuda ja Samaria maad.
So here we see that these apostles of Christ,
siin me näeme, et Kristuse apostlid,
they were thrust into prison,
neid visati vanglatesse,
and some messengers like Stephen and James were persecuted and put to death.
Ja mõningaid, nagu näiteks Jakobus ja Stefanus, nad surmati.
If you're with me, look at verse 7.
Nüüd vaatame salmi 7 sellest Mattuse evangeeliumi loost.
It says that the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city.
Siin öeldakse, et kuningas vihastas ja saatis oma sõjaväed, hukkas need mõrtsukad ja süütas põlema nende linna.
So the householder, the king,
nii et kuningas,
on seeing the invitation is lighted,
nähes, et neid kutsed ei võetud vastu,
he not only decreed that he should not only come to his presence and sit at his table, he not only decreed that they should not come to his presence and sit at his dinner table,
ta mitte ainult ei teavitanud, et nad ei saa tulla minu lauda,
but he sent his army forth to destroy those murderers and burn their city.
Saatis ta lausa oma armee, et need mõrtsukad tappa ja nende linna hukata.
Is this familiar with the Jews?
Kas see tundub, tuleb juutide suhtes tuttav ette?
They denied Christ.
Nad hülgasid Kristuse.
And as Jesus foretold,
ja nii nagu Jeesus ette kuulutas,
Jerusalem was burned.
Siis Jerusalem põletati maha.
And the nation was scattered.
Ja rahvas hajutati üle kogu maa.
Okay, let's go to verse 8.
Avame salmi 8.
Then he said to his servants, the wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come.
Siis ta ütles oma sulastele, pulmad on küll valmis, aga kutsutud ei olnud seda väärt.
Go to the street's corner and invite to the banquet anyone you find.
Minge nüüd tee lahkmetele ja kutsuge pulma, keda te iganes leiate.
So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad, and the wedding hall was filled with guests.
Ja sulased läksid välja teedele ja kogusid kokku kõik, keda leidsid nii halbu kui häid, ning pulmakoda sai täispidulisi.
The third call to the wedding represents the giving of the gospel to the Gentiles.
See kutse pulmades, see sümboliseerib evangeeliumi viimist paganatele.
The servants went out and gathered all they could find, both good and bad.
Need sulased läksid välja ja nad kogusid kokku kõik, keda nad suutsid leida, nii head kui halvad.
This was a mixed group of those who did not regard the king and those who did.
See oli selline segane grupp, kus oli inimesi, kes pidasid kuningast ja inimestest, kes ei pidanud kuningast.
Those who thought of their selfish gain from the provision of the feast, but had no desire to honor the king.
Mõned tulid sellepärast, et soovisid osa saada pulmapeost, aga nad ei austanud kuningat.
And the gospel invitation by Jesus,
ja evangeeliumi kutse Jeesuse poolt,
which was rejected by the Jews,
see oli juutide poolt tagasi lükatud,
was presented to the Gentiles.
See oli antud nüüd paganatele.
Let's look at verse 11.
Vaatame salmi 11.
But when the king came in to see the guest,
aga kui kuningas astus sissi pidulise vaatama,
he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes.
Nägi ta seal inimest, kellel ei olnud pulma rõivas seljas.
Friend, he asked.
Ja ta ütles talle sõber.
How did you get in here without the wedding clothes?
Sõber, kuidas sina oled tulnud siia ilma pulma rõivata?
The man was speechless.
Aga see ei saanud sõnagi suust.
Then the king told the attendants.
Siis kuningas ütles teenijatele.
Tie him hand and foot.
Siduge tema jalad ja käed.
And throw him outside into the darkness.
Ning visake ta välja pimedusse.
Where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Seal on ulgumine ja hammaste kiristamine.
When the king came to view his guest,
kui kuningas tuli oma külalisi vaatama,
the real character was revealed.
Siis tuli nähtavale tõeline iseloom.
The wedding garment gifted to the guest,
külalistele kingiti piduri,
was costly,
see oli kallis,
was precious,
see oli hinnaline.
It represented the character that which all must possess.
Siis iseloomustab iseloomu, mida kõigil peab olema.
Who shall be accounted fit for the wedding?
Et võiks olla pulmapeo jaoks sobilik.
By the guest wearing it,
ja kui külaline seda pulmarüüd kannab,
they showed respect to the host.
Siis ta näitab sellega üles austust kutsuja vastu.
But one man was clothed in his common citizen dress.
Kui üks inimene oli riietatud oma tavalise igapäeva rõivaga.
He refused to make the preparation required by the king.
Ta keeldus tegema seda ettevalmistust, mida kuningas ootas.
Verse 12.
Ja salm 12.
Friend.
Sõber.
How did you get here?
Kuidas sa oled tulnud siia?
Without your wedding clothes.
Ilma pulma rõivata.
And he was speechless.
Ja ta ei saanud sõnagi suust.
Then say the king to the servants.
Siis ütleb kuningas teenijatele.
Bind him.
Siduge ta kinni.
Tie him hand and foot.
Jalgadest ja kätest.
And cast him into the outer darkness.
Ja visake ta välja pimedusse.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Seal on ulgumine ja hammaste kiristamine.
This was an insult to the king.
See oli solvang kuninga suhtes.
Thus the king threw him outside.
Nii siis viskas kuningas ta välja.
The king's examination of the guest represents the work of judgment.
Kuninga ülevaatus, külalist ülevaatus sümboliseerib kohtupäeva.
The guests at the gospel feast are those who profess to serve God.
Külalised on need, kes tunnistavad, nad jälgivad evangeeliumit.
Those whose names are written in the book of life.
Need on need, kelle nimed on kirjutatud eluraamatusse.
But not all who profess to be Christians are true disciples.
Aga mitte kõik, kes kuulutavad, ei ole tõelised jüngrid.
Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
Loeme Mattuse 7. Peatükist salmi 21.
It reads, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
Mitte igaüks, kes mulle ütleb, Issand, Issand, ei saa taevariiki. Saab vaid see, kes teeb mu isa tahtmist, kes on taevas.
The decision for who is fitted to share in the inheritance.
Otsus, kes on kõlblik saama osa sellest pärandist.
Must be made prior to the second coming of Christ.
Tehakse enne Jeesuse Kristuse teist tulekut.
We can find this in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 12.
Võime sellest leida ilmutuse 22. peatükist. Salm 12.
And it says, behold,
ta ütleb, vaata,
I'm coming soon.
Ma tulen varsti.
My reward is with me.
Toon igal ühele palga.
And I will give everyone according to what he has done.
Ja ma tasun igal ühele tema tegude järgi.
It is while we dwell upon the earth.
See on sellepärast,
that the work of investigative judgment takes place.
Sellepärast, et enne tulekut toimub eeluurimiskohus.
By the wedding garment,
pulmarüüst,
we see a pure and spotless character which Christ true followers will possess.
Näeme me Kristuse puhast ja plekitud iseloomu.
The fine linen, the fine linen,
peen linane,
is the righteousness of saints.
See on pühade õigus.
Let's look at Revelation chapter 19 verse 8.
Loeme ilmutuse 19 ja salm 8.
It says,
siin öeldakse,
fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear.
Tal on antun, et ta riietuks äravasse puhtasse peen linanesse.
Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints.
See peen linane on pühade õiged seadmised.
No garment can fit or replace the role of righteousness given to us by Christ.
Ükski riie ei saa asendada kuningliku õiguse rüüd, mida annab Kristus.
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 18.
Vaatame ilmutuse 3. peatükk ja 18. salmi.
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire.
Ma annan sulle nõu, osta minu käest tules proovitud kulda.
So that you can become rich.
Et sa saaksid rikkaks.
And white clothes to wear.
Ning valged rõivad, et nendega riietada.
So that you can cover your shameful nakedness.
Et ei saaks avalikuks sinu alasti oleku häbi.
And salve to put on your eyes.
Ning silma salvi võida silmi,
so that you can see.
Et sa näeksid.
All our righteousness are as filthy rags.
Meie õigus on nagu katkised riided.
Ja Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah.
Isaiah ütleb.
Please follow me, Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6.
Isaiah
63, verse 6.
Ja salm 6.
And it says,
siin öeldakse,
all of us have become like one who is unclean.
64, verse 6. Ei ole ühtegi, kes süüaks appi sinu nime.
And all our righteous acts are like filthy rags.
Me kõik oleme saanud rüvedaks, kõik mõju õigused on määrdenud riide sarnased.
We all shrivel up like a leaf.
Me kõik oleme närtsinud nagu lehed.
And like the wind, our sins sweep us away.
Ja meie süü kannab meid ära otsa kui tuul.
Sin is defined as transgression of the law.
Pattu on defineeritud kui käsust üleastumist, seadusest üleastumist.
We can read that from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4.
Me võime lugeda sellest esimese Johannes kolmandast peatükist ja neljandast salmist.
Chapter 3, verse 4. 1 John, chapter 3, verse 4. It says, everyone who sins breaks the law.
Iga üks, kes teeb pattu, rikukab seadust.
In fact, sin is lawlessness.
Ning patt on seaduse rikkumine.
Christ delighted in the law and kept it.
Kristus tundis seadusest rõõmu, ta pidas seda.
We can read that one in the book of Psalms chapter 40 verse 8.
Võime lugeda laulust 40 8. peatükist.
Psalms 40 verse 8. And it says, I desire to do your will, O my God, your law is within my heart.
Sinu tahtmist mu Jumal teen ma hea meelega ja sinu seadus on mu südames.
Also in the book of John chapter 15 verse 10.
Samuti ka Johannese 15:10.
It says,
sinu öeldakse,
if you obey my commandments,
kui te peate minu käske,
you remain in my love,
siis te jääte minu armastusse,
just as I have obeyed my father's commandments,
nõnda nagu mina olen pidanud oma isa käske,
and remain in his love,
ja jäänud tema armastusse.
So,
nii,
the genuine evidence of conversion is if we keep his commandments.
Nii et pöördumise tõendiks on see, kui me peame tema käske.
Let's read the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 24.
Loeme esimese Johannese kirjas 3. peatükist salmi 24.
It says,
siin öeldakse,
those who obey his commandments live in him.
Kes peab tema käske, püsib Jumalas.
And he in them.
Ja Jumal temas.
And this is how we know that he lives in us.
Ja sellest me tunneme ära, et tema püsib meis.
We know it by the spirit he gave us.
Vaimust, kelle ta meile on andnud.
We can also read the book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 3.
Me võime lugeda ka sealt samast teises peatükist 3. salmi.
And it says,
siin öeldakse,
we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments.
Sellest me tunneme ära, et oleme teda mõistnud, kui me peame tema käske.
The man who says, I know him,
kes ütleb, mina tunnen teda,
but does not do what he commands,
aga ei pea tema käske,
is a liar.
See on valetaja.
And the truth is not in him.
Ja temas ei ole tõde.
In such an hour as he think not the Son of Man cometh,
sel ajal Jumala poeg tuleb sel ajal, kui ta ei looda seda.
Blessed is he that watcheth,
aga õnnis on see, kes ootab,
and keepeth the garments,
ja hoiab oma riided,
lest he walk naked,
et ta ei kõniks alasti,
and they see his shame,
et ta näeks tema häbi.
Let's read the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 44.
Loeme Mattuse 22 ja salm 44.
It says Matthew 24 verse 44.
Vabandust, Mattuse 24:44.
So you also must be ready.
Seepärast olge ka teie valmis.
Because the Son of Man,
sest inimese poeg,
will come at an hour when you do not expect.
Tuleb tunnil, mil te ei arvagi.
We can also read from the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 15.
Võime lugeda ka ilmutuse 16 ja salm 15.
And it says, behold, I come like a thief.
En näe, ma tulen kui varas.
Blessed is he who stays awake.
Õnnis on see, kes valvab.
And keeps his clothes with him.
Ja hoiab oma rõivaid.
So that he may not go naked.
Et ta ei käiks halasti.
And be shamefully exposed.
Ja ta ei nähtaks tema häbi.
We can go back to the parable.
Me võime tagasi minna selle tähendamissõna juurde.
Which was in the book of Matthew chapter 22.
Mis oli siis Mattuse evangeeliumis 22. peatükis.
And we were at verse 14.
Ja loeme salmi 14.
And it closes by saying,
see lõpeb öeldes,
for many are invited,
Sest paljud on kutsutud,
but few are chosen.
Aga vähesed on valitud.
For many are invited.
Paljud on kutsutud,
but few are chosen.
Aga vähesed on valitud.
So let us be awake.
Olgem märkvel.
Let us be ready.
Olgem valmis.
And wait for the coming of Christ.
Ja oodakem Kristuse tulekut.
Be blessed.
Olge õnnistatud.